Good for you and it's good for me. They bring light to those who cannot see. Brothers with sincerity. Mustaqeem TV. Mustaqeem TV.
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. It always surprised me how Islam can change a bad person into a good person. Now today I'm with my brother that lives in London. We're in Montreal right now. He went to visit us for a conference. And I'm with my brother, Abu Bakar Islam, and he's a revert. And I'm going to present it to you, inshallah, how that brother, mashallah, changed from bad to good because of Islam. So, my brother, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, my brother?
I'm good, alhamdulillah.
Mashallah. So, inshallah, can you tell us, like, how were you, like, before Islam?
Before I came to Islam, my life was basically focused around the streets. I never really had any role models, so to speak, or people that I used to look up to. So generally, my focus was directed to people who were living the street because they had the things that I wanted. Growing up, when you're watching things like, you know, MTV and The Box, and you see all these rappers and you see all these famous people driving expensive cars with girls in videos. As a young black person, this is what I admired and I wanted to be like. So as I got older, these are the things that I was killing myself to get. Women, cars, jewelry, accessories, the dunya, this life. So as I got older, I pushed myself in this direction and I surrounded myself around people who were doing these kind of things so I could live this kind of lifestyle. Now, some might see it and think, oh, it's kind of crazy, but I look at it as a blessing from Allah, because growing up on a council estate, living in the hood, you know, a lot of people don't really make it out of there. And when you're growing up, you feel like, you know, making money, striving to make money, trying to get dough will make you happy. And a lot of people in the hood don't make money. So yeah. Sometimes they spend their whole life striving to get something what they'll never get. So alhamdulillah, Allah let me see wealth, let me see money. I had money. And like I said, when I was younger, I always used to think to myself, you know, once I make money, that's when I'm going to find some inner peace. I'm going to be happy. Now, as I got older, when I started to make proper money, not like when you were younger and you were doing little things like robberies and whatnot. We had money, but that was just money to survive, you know, buy new trainers, new kicks, new jackets and whatnot. But when I had money to be able to do anything that I pretty much wanted, i.e. I could buy whatever car I wanted, could buy expensive watches, £6,000-£7,000. You know, you could go on holidays, go raving and whatnot. It's only then I realized that, you know what, this money doesn't actually make you happy. I've been fed a lie, because now I had all the things that I wanted and I still felt the same. So what I end up doing is now pushing my energy into other directions. So I thought to myself, maybe I'm not drinking enough, or maybe I'm not smoking enough, or maybe I'm not sleeping with enough women, or I'm not going to the right places. So you start exploring and going out more and start doing crazy stuff. But the more you get indulged in that life, the more that you realize how depressed you are. So as I got older and I started indulging in things, I used to be a lot depressed. And a lot of people used to see me and think that, you know, because the way I look and the way I move, that I'm happy. But no one didn't know what was going on inside my heart. So now basically what happened is a few of my friends became Muslim, and when they became Muslim, this pretty much shocked me, because I never knew any Muslims before. Well, I did, but I didn't know they were Muslim until I became Muslim myself. So when they became Muslim and I saw the change in their life and saw how they conducted themselves, it pretty much surprised me. And after a while, they started giving me dawah and whatnot, telling me about Islam, telling me about Allah and His Messenger. And to be honest with you, when they were telling me, I wasn't really trying to hear that. But after some while, seeing them change, I think that was the best dawah they could have ever gave me. Them telling me about Islam would never really made me change. It's seeing them change and taking something so serious, especially knowing that the lifestyle they came from, and to see how they were conducting themselves now, really surprised me. So after a little while of the brothers giving me dawah, just to cut a long story short, then I accepted Islam. So that's how, basically, in a nutshell, like, my life was before Islam.
MashaAllah. And is those people made you dawah? Like, yeah. And how, which, in which way, like, they tried to make you dawah?
All right, first and foremost, I know these brothers used to sell drugs and whatnot, used to make money. They yeah. quit that. That was the first thing they stopped doing. Another thing I know, one brother in particular, me and him used to do a lot of stuff, especially with girls and whatnot. He completely stopped that, got married. Now, when he got married, this is one of the most craziest things I've ever seen in my life, because no one in the world don't get married. This don't happen. So when I see them get married and taking their life serious, I couldn't believe it. It was shocking to me. Another thing what I saw is the honesty, how they changed. Because obviously, even though we're all friends, we rip off one another, we skank one another. We can't really trust one another 100%. Yeah. But their character completely changed, where they wouldn't even do anything what was wrong. You know, I used to buy some stuff off them and they would tell me, you know what, I paid this for it, I'm putting this much on top. That's all I want. And I'd be like, huh? Like, you don't do stuff like that. You bring someone and say, look, this is the price I'm selling it. That's it. You don't get into discussions.
Yeah.
So seeing their behavior and seeing their conduct change, that was the biggest form of dawah to me, because me telling me about religion wouldn't have been enough, because like I said before, I was very ignorant. But yeah. seeing them change and give up all this worldly life for Islam, it proper woke me up. So it kind of eased my heart, and to see the happiness in them, that's what kind of made me think.
MashaAllah. And you, now that you're Muslim, how long now you're Muslim?
I've been Muslim 6 years now.
6 years.
About 6 years, yeah.
So now that you're Muslim, how you feel? How's your life?
Obviously, my life's completely different to the way it was before. Obviously, before I had a lot of luxuries and whatnot, and I haven't got these things now. But one thing I've got now that I never ever had before was like inner peace, number one. And number two, understanding my purpose of life. Yeah. Because like before, you're just living like animals, doing whatever you want. So now my life has got like a structure. I know what I need to do. And with Islam, one thing was so great about Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, it's clear. You can read the Quran, you can see what you have to follow to be successful. And if you want to be amongst the unsuccessful people, you can see what to follow. The Quran tells you. So if you want to live a life of righteousness, you can read the Quran will tell you how to do it. If you want to live a life of disaster, read the Quran will show you the people who lived the disaster and what their outcome was. So, me, that's the biggest thing for me, knowing my purpose of life and putting my efforts in the right direction. So, that's the best thing for me at the moment.
What is the purpose of life?
To worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do as much good deeds as possible. So, inshallah ta'ala, in the next world you can be successful. This life is a test. You understand, it's a temporary world, you're only here for a short time, and the more good deeds and the more righteous stuff that you do in this world, the better your life will be in the next world. So this is our purpose of life, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way Allah wants us to worship Him. That's
Barakallahu fiqh. And as a Muslim, like we do good deeds and we make our prayer, mm-hmm. we fast, and I believe it's our job to spread the dawah, to appeal the people to come to that religion of peace.
Yeah.
So now you have your own project, MashaAllah, Roadside to Islam.
Nah, alhamdulillah.
Tell me a little bit more about that project.
Well, the project is basically trying to focus at people coming from the streets and trying to educate them with Islam in a way they can understand what doesn't go against Quran and Sunnah. So what we try to do, we try to go to people on the street who are like, not say at the bottom, but back to the basics. People who are bottom of the chain, and try and present them Islam in a way they can understand. A lot of people, especially in the hood, especially you lot call it projects and whatnot, they're misinformed about Islam. What they know about Islam is completely different. A lot of them, even myself, you'd think Islam is either Asian or Arab religion. So what we try to do is tell them, this is not Islam, and show them Islam in a practical way and a way they can understand. That's why we use things like media, videos, reverse stories, documentaries, scenarios. So to give them things to think. And we try to use people that, you know, have come from that kind of lifestyle and put it in front of them so they can, you know, reflect, because they can relate. You know, you might bring someone, you know, to, it's like, for example, if you took me into like maybe a university with grade A students, and I start talking to them, they can't relate with me,
because
we're coming from two different planets. I haven't got no education.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't be able to kick it with me.
Yeah.
But you might bring another Muslim to put him in that environment, and he can speak on their level, and they can understand. You understand? Because they got the same dialect, etc. But for me, where I come from, I try to direct my project to the people coming from the same lifestyle that I came from, because I feel that I can relate to them the best. And even we look at the examples of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will send different companions to their own tribes to present Islam to them. He never always used to go to the people and give them dawah directly. He will send companions to the people because they understand the people best. So this is our goal and our mission at Rosati Islam. This is what we're trying to do, inshallah ta'ala.
MashaAllah. May Allah make it easy for you.
Ameen.
May Allah accept all your deeds,
Ameen,
your good
Ameen.
Deeds,
Ameen.
And that may Allah grant you paradise and all
Ameen.
The Muslims without judgment and prevent us from the hellfire.
Ameen. Don't want to forget a big shout out to Mustaqeen TV doing a lot of good work here in Montreal. I can't say this area too good.
Montreal.
In Canada anyway, putting in a lot of work trying to spread Islam according to Quran and Sunnah, and trying to help the people coming from the streets and trying to educate them in Islam. So we pray and we ask Allah SWT to put barakah in this project and make it spread.
Ameen.
And inshallah ta'ala, the people, the youth here can benefit from it.
Ameen. As Muslim, like we are all brothers, and like, since I'm Muslim, I can't realize how much big a family we are. And you're from London, and here, like, we're in Canada, and you're my brother, still from far. Really, like, I love you for Allah, and I hope, inshallah, I will see you soon again. Or else, I hope, like, we will see us together in paradise.
Inshallah. Next time I come here, you'll have to hook me up with some better food, though.
Inshallah. Yeah, didn't like the food.
Yeah, hook me up with some better food. Like,
inshallah.
That ain't treating you good. I'm joking.
Barakallah.
Barakallah. Roadside to the slum. It was a dream, but now, alhamdulillah, it's a reality.